The will to live life differently can start in some of the most unusual places. This is where I come from, Todmorden. It's a market town in the north of England, 15,000 people between Leeds and Manchester, fairly normal market town. Used to look like this, and now it's more like this, with fruit and veg and herbs sprouting up all over the place. We call it propaganda gardening. Corner of our railway station car park, front of our health centre, people's front gardens, and even in front of the police station. We've got edible canal towpaths, and we've got sprouting cemeteries. The soil is extremely good. We've even invented a new form of tourism. It's called vegetable tourism. And believe it or not, people come from all over the world to poke around in our raised beds, even when there's not much growing. But it starts a conversation. And you know, we're not doing it because we're bored. We're doing it because we want to start a revolution. We try to answer this simple question: can you find a unifying language that cuts across age and income and culture that will help people themselves find a new way of living? See spaces around them differently. Think about the resource they use differently. Interact differently. Can we find that language? And then can we replicate those actions? And the answer would appear to be yes. And the language would appear to be food. So 3.5 years ago, a few of us sat around a kitchen table and we just invented the whole thing. We came up with a really simple game plan that we put to a public meeting. We did not consult, we did not write a report, enough of all that. And we said to that public meeting in Todmorden, look, let's imagine that our town is focused around three plates. A community plate, the way we live our everyday lives. A learning plate, what we learn, what we teach our kids in school and what new skills we share amongst ourselves. And business, what we do with the pound in our pocket and which businesses we choose to support. Now, let's imagine those plates agitated with community actions around food. If we start one of those community plates spinning, that's really great. That really starts to empower people. But if we can then spin that community plate with the learning plate and then spin it with the business plate, we've got a real show there. We've got some action theatre. We're starting to build resilience ourselves. We're starting to reinvent community ourselves. And we've done it all without a flipping strategy document. And here's the thing as well. We've not asked anybody's permission to do this. We're just doing it. And we are certainly not waiting for that check to drop through the letterbox before we start. And most importantly of all, we are not daunted by the sophisticated arguments that say these small actions are meaningless in the face of tomorrow's problems. Because I have seen the power of small actions and it is awesome. So, back to the public meeting. We put that proposition to the meeting, 2 seconds, and then the room exploded. I have never, ever experienced anything like that in my life. And it's been the same in every single room, in every town that we've ever told our story. People are ready and respond to the story of food. They want positive actions they can engage in, and in their bones, they know it's time to take personal responsibility and invest in more kindness to each other and to the environment.